Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
A very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Thank you so much for joining us on this holiday weekend. It's beautiful here in Philadelphia. Hopefully it is wherever you are right now. Today, we're going to be discussing, are Christian marriages really that different? I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, and so would Marcos. So give us a call at 855-454-5905. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon, and here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany. And of course, good morning to all our friends. Happy Independence Day weekend. Sure, many of us are having a good time barbecuing and having a good time with family. As we get ready and prepare for our show, once again, we want to post this question for you. Are Christian marriages really that different, right? As we celebrate our nation's independence, is there some kind of independence and freedom that we have as Christians that make our marriages different? Or are they just the same as marriages in the world? Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father and God, thank you so much for this morning and this opportunity, Father. We live in a great nation, Father, where we have so many freedoms, God, where we have the freedom to worship you, to even pray through the airwaves, God. I know that there are many places and many people who would like to take away that freedom, God, but it is a freedom that you've allowed us to have, God. Help us to make the most of it, God, and to be able to use it to your glory. Be with us as we are discussing marriages and relationship to bring honor and glory to you, Father. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You know, like I mentioned, you know, it's a holiday weekend. Tiffany, I don't know if you had a good time, you know, barbecuing and
doing all that good stuff. I got to hang out with good friends and had a good time.
That's good, good. And, you know, that's what it's about, right? Having relationships, building your friendships. But as we discuss and we talk about, you know, just our nation's independence and the freedom that we have because of our independence, then what difference is that for us as Christians? Our Christian marriages really that different? And our theme scripture of the day comes from Galatians chapter 5. I want to start reading here in verse 1. It said, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." And this is from Galatians 5. And Paul's talking about, you know, the Jewish Christians being freed and wanting to go back to the law, to being circumcised. And you know what? Where we can have so much, right? We have so much as Christians, but a lot of times we go back to that yoke of slavery. We don't live the way that we should live. And, you know, when it comes to marriages and being Christian, a Christian marriage, you know, from where I sit, I do see many amazing couples, couples who've turned their lives around, who, because of their relationship with Christ, their marriages are different. But let's be honest, there are many marriages, many quote unquote Christian marriages that are in shambles, that, you know, people are going through infidelity, lack of trust, deceit, abuse, you know, and it's like, really? So what is really the difference between a Christian marriage and a marriage, you know, just anywhere else in America or any other religion by that standard? So we want to hear from you. Tiffany, go ahead and give out that number. We want to hear from you. Let's have a discussion. Are Christian marriages really that different?
That's right. Reach out to us at 855-454-5905.
All right. Well, you know, as you get ready to call, and we also invite you to visit our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/beyondthevows. We're posting the question online. Of course, there are other questions and comments that you've posted, but we do want to hear from you. Are Christian marriages really that different? And what are the differences in your marriage? You know, what's the difference because you're a Christian that perhaps when you were not a Christian, or perhaps your parents or your friends in their relationship, you know, they had certain struggles that as Christians you don't? Or is it more challenging to be married and be a Christian? Because, you know, you're really, you know, forced to resolve things or to bring honesty to the table. I mean, what do you do? So we want to hear from you. Are Christian marriages really that different? And what are those differences? You know, what are they? You know, are they real issues that you deal with, our day situations. So our theme scripture is Galatians 5. We said, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. What slavery is Paul talking about? Of course, he's talking to the Jewish Christians who were converted and were tempted, or really going back to the Levitical law, going back to, you know, the rituals and the traditions that Christ really said you're free from. Not that they're not important or not that they didn't matter, but there was a certain freedom that you're able to enjoy as a Christian that because of the suffering of Christ. And so that should really also influence and impact our relationships, our marriages. You know, are they that different? Mentioned earlier, you know, many marriages that I get to see are struggling. You know, they're hurting. There's infidelity. There's lack of trust. There's abuse. There's deceit. And, you know, these are marriages, you know, that people are saying, hey, we're Christians. Divorce is real, even in the Christian community. So we're going to go ahead and take one quick call before our first break. We have Terrence calling in from North Carolina. Good morning, Terrence. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And happy 4th of July weekend.
Great. Just enjoying it so far. Praise be to my God, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, thank you, Terrence.
Yes. I want to say pretty much that Christian marriages should not be like marriages of the world, for the simple fact that we have given ourselves to Christ, and under his covering, we should be blessed in our marriages, in our homes, in our finances, and throughout the entire marriage. So in that sense there, our marriage should have a different foundation of those marriages that are not covered under Christ. I mean, once you get saved, everything about you becomes Christ-like, or should become Christ-like. You should be able to want to walk in his image and be like him. And what happens is we, as Christians, sometimes we get caught up in the secular things of the world and forget why we became saved and what things mm-hmm. are the glue to our foundation of our marriage, of our salvation.
Absolutely.
So in that sense.
So, Terrence, what do you say about, you know, so many couples that are Christians, they're married, but they're dealing with the same issues that couples in the world deal with? Infidelity, abuse, deceit, you know, all these issues that, like you said, we should be set free from, but so many couples who are Christians or, you know, are striving to be Christians or believe or profess Christianity that have those same issues.
Well, because we're not in our Bibles, we're not on our knees, you know, we're not paying to what our minister is saying in our Sunday sermons and going back to, and we're not praying with one another as a couple.
Yeah.
Like you say, we have to be on our knees as a couple. And in order for things to change,
okay.
I can't pray for. We have to be in agreement with everything when it comes to a marriage.
Oh, great. Well, Terrence, we're going to take a brief break. If you don't mind, just hold on for 1 second. I do have a question for you that I would like to discuss, but we're going to take a brief break. Everyone else, don't go anywhere. We do want to encourage you to call us as we take this break.
That's right. And you can give us a call at 855-454-5905. You are checking out Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise, your inspiration station. Stay close. Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're Praise. And welcome back. Here we are at the top of the show on this Independence Day weekend. Today we are talking about, are Christian marriages really that different? We'd love to hear your take on it. 855-454-5905. Just before the break, we were speaking with Terrence, who was calling in from North Carolina. Terrence, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Terrence, right. Thank you so much for your patience and for holding. Now, right before the break, you had mentioned that, of course, that there are marriages that are not doing well, or they're not that different because they're not on their knees, they're not going to God. Are you speaking from experience, or you know, what's your status right now, and what's different in your marriage?
Well, I am married right now. I've been married for 5 years, two wonderful children and a wife, and you know, I know that when we don't come together and make decisions as one, and we're not praying on and making decisions, or we're not reading our word, things like that, things start to fall apart. And then once we realize that and we come back and start doing things we're supposed to do, praying, the talking, the conversation, you know, then things start putting themselves back together.
That's good stuff.
The importance of coming together. That's the key point of Christian marriage, to understand that you have to come together as one.
That's awesome. And you know what I think you're saying, Terrence, and it resonates with me as well, is that there's repentance, that as you know, the difference, I think, is if you're not in a Christian marriage, it seems pretty hopeless. But when you're Christians, even if you are hurting one another or you're not doing the right thing, you can repent. You can go back to God, get on your knees, and get right back on the right track. And that's awesome. Terrence, I want to say thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We really do appreciate you calling today.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right. Well, if you are just tuning in, we want to encourage you to go ahead and give us a call. We are having the discussion. Are Christian marriages really that different?
And the number is 855-454-5905.
All right. So we are going to be speaking to Dolly. Dolly is calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, Dolly. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning, Praise, and happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the last caller that you had. You know, the Christian marriage, it should be somewhat different than a regular marriage because, yeah, you are in touch with God and everything. Like, I've been married for 18 years, and we don't have no home church or nothing like that, which is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. But me and my husband, if we have disagreement, he would never let us go to bed without making up, you know, or praying together. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or taking another day. So you are in touch with the Lord. You're supposed to know better than people that's not married. And it should be a little different because you have God to guide you. So
well, let me ask you this, Dolly. In 18 years, what's been the greatest difference in terms of being a Christian and being married as opposed to if you were not?
I didn't quite hear that question, but I think I heard what you said.
I'll repeat it if you want. I'm just saying that in the 18 years you've been married,
right,
what's been the difference because it's a Christian marriage as opposed to if it were not?
Only because we both know God. We both know the Lord, and we know of God's ways. We do not entertain nothing that is of Satan.
Okay.
We know better. We know better as a human being. We can't just put all it on God and think God's going to just fix all of our problems. We got to do the work too, some.
But what about the struggles?
We have to take some responsibility too.
But what about the struggles, right? In 18 years, I'm sure you've had some challenges. I mean,
sure.
So what's been different?
Again, I was just going to say because of our spiritual beliefs.
Okay.
You know, that's about all I could say there. I mean, and just keeping our faith in that we love each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we determined to keep our marriage going, but I just wanted to comment on that. But
okay.
I'm going to let you go because I know y'all busy and got your callers coming
Dolly,
in.
Dolly, thank
y'all
you.
Keep doing what y'all doing, okay? I love you guys.
You too. Thank you so much, Dolly. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to continue on here with our phone calls. We have Deacon Michael calling in from Philadelphia as well. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Happy 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend. And we're discussing, you know, are Christian marriages really that different?
Yes, I have a question, but yes, they should be.
Okay, should be. I like that. All right.
Right, because I think, you know, with the covenant between man, woman, and God is different from the world.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so what is your question?
My question is that I've been married over 20 years.
Okay.
I fell into sin and had an affair with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going into the 22nd year, we were separated in our house for over 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Then she moved out over a year ago.
Okay.
I have repented, got right with God, got justified, and I'm trying to restore my marriage because it's a sacred vow between me, her, and God.
Okay.
But it seems like she doesn't want to start reconciliation.
Okay.
What should I do? Keep praying and hold him on, or go the other way?
Well, you know what? Before I can answer that, let me ask you this. What led to the affair, and how did she find out? Did you confess? Did you get caught? I mean, what were the circumstances?
What led to the affair is that I wasn't seeking God like I supposed to when I first came, how diligent I was the first 16 years, you know, just seeking God's face.
Okay.
When I got to idealistic, my mind was idle just with work and not constantly seeking God.
Okay.
And throughout my life, I only had like 3 women. And when this woman showed me something that I didn't have with my wife, mm-hmm. I started to get interested. You know, it was puzzling to me.
Okay.
And I confessed to her.
Okay, you did.
Yes.
And you broke that relationship off, that affair?
I had to, because I had to get right with God.
Okay. So you're basically telling, based on what you're saying, is you really, you fell short, you really blew it, you sinned, you know this, and you realize this is, you're falling short with God and, of course, your wife. So you got open, you decided to repent, but now your wife has had a hard time. I don't know if it's believing you or forgiving you or even wanting to work on the marriage. Now, are you and your wife communicating right now? Do you talk?
Yes, we're talking, and, you know, I'm not being harsh with her. I'm just trying to lead her back to the light because she was ordained a minister mm-hmm. about 17 years ago, and I'm figuring that if we're both want to do right and be in God's will, we want to do it totally.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm not hard on her or anything. I love my wife. I ask her if she needs anything, just call me. When she called me, I'm there because I'm trying to show her that I repented and turned from what I used to do to what I need to do now.
I hear you. Well, look, you called, right? And you're asking for advice. This is what I would say to you. I would say, if you know in your heart of hearts how much you fell short and how much you are willing to repent and have changed, I think it sounds like your wife has not healed yet.
Yes.
And like you said, you know, should you persevere? Should you wait on her and pray and God? Absolutely. I think so. I think, you know, you making that serious change will win her over, but it's not something that it sounds like she's just ready to, you know, open her arms and say, let's continue. I will also recommend that you get some kind of counseling before, you know, moving forward and just kind of going back to things, because there's a lot of pain. There are also a lot of patterns that led to the affair. Like you mentioned something very eye-opening, and it's in many cases that's what happens. Is there was something that was missing in your marriage and someone else was offering it to you. Now, I'm not saying that it's okay, but that's the reality, right? That the truth is that you had a void that someone else filled. And so in order for your marriage to please God, your wife's going to have to learn how to fill that void. And guess what? I'm sure there are voids that she has that you have to be able to fill. So I think, Deacon Michael, my encouragement to you is keep that humble heart. Like you're saying, if you're not being demanding towards your wife, you know, understanding that this is a process for her. And anytime you have with her to talk, you know, bring it back to the scriptures and to God, but not in a preachy way, but in a way of what you're trying to do and change. And I want to commend you. Thank you for, you know, for doing that, for coming to the conviction that, listen, I got to turn this around, not because you got caught, not because, you know, whatever of the consequences, but because your heart just got convicted and you decided to change. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us, Deacon Michael.
All right. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. God bless.
May God continue blessing you and your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. God bless. All right. Well, let's continue on here. You know, the question we're asking is, are Christian marriages really that different? And we want to hear from you.
That's right. And our number is 855-454-5905.
All right. Well, let's continue on here. Jeanette is calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Jeanette, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. The question was, is there a difference between an unbeliever's marriage and a believer's marriage?
Yeah, that's pretty much the question, yes. And I'm sorry.
I don't really believe that there is a difference because marriage is marriage.
Okay.
And it was ordained by God.
Okay.
And when I got married, I wasn't into the faith. My husband wasn't into the faith.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you know, the Lord called both of us in.
Okay.
You know, and that was a blessing right there. I've been married. It would have been 24 years this next month. I lost my baby in December.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear.
To that nasty cancer. But, you know, he knew God, you know, and in spite of. But there's not a difference.
Okay.
Well, marriage is marriage.
That's a good point. Well, let me ask you this, though. You said in those 24 years, or almost 24 years, we would have been together.
Mm-hmm.
Did anything change when your relationship with God changed in your marriage?
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, it did. A lot of things changed. Us understanding that we are one.
Mm-hmm.
Because my parents wasn't married.
Okay.
So when I went into marriage, you know, I was just blind, and, you know, his parents was married. So he knew what it was to have parents that was married, and I didn't know what it was. And it's a covenant, and you have to really stand by it.
Absolutely.
You know, when you walk down that aisle, you know, you think you're standing before a great cloud of witnesses here, but you're standing before God first.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people don't understand that.
Wow.
You know. And you don't have to be, I guess, like a churchgoer and stuff like that. It's your family values.
That's true. I mean, you have some really valid points there. And I love the fact that you said that a marriage is still a marriage, right? Although, you know, today's society is trying to change the definition of marriage and the commitment of marriage. But we know that it's absolutely ordained by God. And if we understand that the witnesses, and I love what you said there, the witnesses are not just those cloud of witnesses around you, but God who is watching.
That's right, because when you walk down that aisle, you're not standing before that God, man. You stand, God is
as your witness.
How it go? You're right. You standing before God.
Absolutely.
It's Christ before God, or God before man, or how I can't think of how I go right now.
Yeah.
But you know, he's right there.
Yeah, God
you're
before man.
You're going down there, and you are giving yourself in marriage that you may become one. Back in Genesis.
Absolutely.
It's not good for man to be alone, so he made me a helpmeet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I understood that after coming into the faith and growing in godliness.
Wow. Well, Jeanette, I want to say thank you so much for sharing that with us. We're sorry to hear that you lost your husband to cancer.
But I'm good.
We know that.
My husband was a true man of God.
I hear you.
Man of God.
And you sound very...
He's with the love he loved more than me.
Amen.
Right now, and I'll see him again.
All right. Well, Jeanette, God bless. And
right,
thank you.
God
thank
bless.
You so much for your call.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Great.
All right.
You too. All right. Let's continue here. We have another caller from Charlotte, North Carolina. We have John calling in from line one, on line one. John?
Hey, Marcus.
John.
How you doing?
Oh, John Augustine. Oh, my goodness. How you been?
Good.
Good, good. Well, everyone, I know John Augustine for over 20 years. It's been a long time. So how's it going?
Well, I thought the question was interesting. Are you there?
I'm here. I hear you loud and clear.
And I wanted to just call in, talk to you, and also just to answer that question. I think yes, absolutely. When you get married, as a Christian, it is totally different than when you're not a Christian, because there's standards that the Bible puts beyond each individual. It becomes a third party in the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, a lot of people know that when they get married, even if they're not showing up for church, but it's different when you have God as your standards, because it's not about my opinion about how I want my marriage to run. It's not about my wife's opinion about how she wants the marriage to run. It's about God's opinion.
Okay.
And it makes it easier to resolve things, to figure out what's right.
And how long you been married now, John?
A little over 10 years.
Okay, so you've been married for over a decade. And mm-hmm. I know you I've known you for over 20 years. So I know you were a Christian first and then you got married. There are a lot of people who it was the opposite, right? They got married first and then they became Christians. What do you believe is the greatest difference? I know we're talking about a lot of it is in theory, right? It should be different. But what's the difference, especially for you now being married 10 years? You're a Christian. Your wife's a Christian as well, of course, right?
Yes.
And what's the difference? Like what's absolutely different from your marriage as opposed to if you were not Christians? And what would, you know, what could you imagine would be your marriage would be like?
Well, I don't know whether our marriage would have survived. I mean, the statistics of marriage surviving is so high. That's one of the big things. But I think when we chose to get married, a lot of it had to do with whether or not we felt God was going to be there. I can't feel comfortable being in a marriage without God. It was a deal breaker for us. You know, we had, you know, and our decisions came with a lot of advice. Came with a lot of, that's the thing is when you're a Christian, obviously the Bible is very clear that a lot of people, that God uses people to really help you understand his wishes. And so, a wise man has many advisors, so for us that was a huge advantage. But also, when we got married, we had a lot of advisors, a lot of people we could just sit in their living room and say, "Listen, you know, my wife did this and my wife did that, and she's like, my husband did this and did that," and
absolutely,
they could just pull up the scriptures and say, "Bro, you know, this is what the Bible says."
You know what I think is helpful. I think that if you are secure in that the person you're married to is a true Christian, because I think a lot of times people compromise, and just because someone goes to church or because they read the Bible, they're like, oh, they must be a Christian, but they're not really obedient to the word. Because something you said right at the beginning is there's a different standard. But I think a lot of times we know the standard. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, 1 Corinthians 13 and how love is patient, love is kind. A lot of times I know that love should be patient, but I don't feel like being patient. And that's when the struggle comes and I have to make a decision. Am I going to be obedient to God's word? And of course I am, but at the moment I might not feel like being obedient, but because I'm a Christian, I'm like, I got to obey this. I can't just be a rebel and do whatever I want to do. And so I think that it goes back to, are people truly obedient to God's word? Because it's easy for people to just say, oh, we want God to bless our lives. We're Christians. We go to church. And they want the benefits of Christianity, but they don't want to live up to the challenge. And I'm sure you know in those 10 years, there are times where you probably didn't feel like doing the Christ-like thing in your marriage, but you still did. You know, you apologize. You're humble. You're patient because the Bible is the standard. Correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can certainly think of those times, you know, where you're just like, I'm right, she's wrong. And the Bible commands me to lead and be the first one to be humble, the first one to apologize. And I'm like biting my tongue and apologizing and watching God do incredible things with obeying him. That has certainly been the reward. You know, you're like, I don't think I should do this. Your own wisdom is kind of taking over. But when you start submitting to God, watching him do the work, watching the fact that he's actually right and you're wrong.
Well, I think you also learn not to trust yourself. You trust God first.
Right.
Because if I tell you, if I were to trust myself, I would not be married. I actually would not have been married to my wife for sure. Because I didn't know what to look for. I mean, for a while before I found my wife, I had no clue what I was looking for. I thought I knew about dating. And then I realized something you said earlier, you got a lot of advisors. And I had great people in my corner that said, listen, you know, what is it that you really need versus what you think you need? And that made such a difference for me. I'm so grateful to this day for people in my life who were honest with me, relationships that I was pursuing that I shouldn't have. I mean, you know, in terms of, and they were Christians, but we just were not really compatible. My wife is definitely the suitable helper that I need. And I know that the only reason I was able to open my eyes and see that is because I allowed God to work through people helping me. So thank you. But John, it's so good to hear from you. Hope you're having a good time enjoying this holiday weekend.
I certainly will.
All right. Well, give my love to your family, and thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a blessed day. Thank you, John.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Praise Your Inspiration Station. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows. And today we're talking about, are Christian marriages really that different? We're looking forward to your phone calls at 855-454-5905.
All right. You know, and as we continue on with the calls, of course, we want to hear from you. But let's get real. You know, are marriages, you know, really that different in the Christian community? I said earlier to our caller here, John, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, we hide under the Christian umbrella. Oh, it's a Christian marriage, but we're not truly obedient to God's word. So what do we expect? Let's be honest here. Are Christian marriages really that different? Tell us your story. Tell us what's going on, or perhaps what you've been able to witness, even if you're not married. We're going to continue on here. We have Faith, who's calling in online. I don't know what line, but she is calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning,
she's
Faith.
On line two.
Line two. All right. Well, welcome, Faith. You're live on the air.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So what is your comment or question as we discuss, are Christian marriages really that different?
My question is, like, I'm married, right, and I'm a Christian, which my husband is not. So it's like, he's pulling against me, like, and it's really hard. And I don't know. I mean, I pray. We pray together. We read the Bible together. He goes to church and whatever. But he's still in his world of basically out there getting high. Okay. And it's hard for me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know whether to, like, leave. I mean, we're separated now. Like, I'm on the verge of going to get a divorce. But I don't want to do that because that's not God's will.
Okay, well, let me ask you a couple of questions, Faith. The first one is, you know, how long you been married, and were you a Christian when you married him? Those are the two questions.
We've been married for 4 years, but we've been together, like, on and off for 13.
Okay.
I wasn't a Christian, no.
Okay.
But I've been a Christian for 3 years.
Okay.
Now.
All and, right, so you obviously gave your life to Christ. Your life changed. Your husband comes out, but he's not ready to let go of the world, basically. He's still getting high. He's still living his worldly life. Is that the reason you separated, because of his drug issues?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you have a few things to really think and pray about. I think, number one, you know, the Bible does say that love never fails.
Right.
And sometimes people take that, you know, and say, listen, that means that I got to love them no matter what. And really, that's not what marriage is. Marriage is not, I love you no matter what. Now, that doesn't mean you have to stop loving them, but it does mean that you can have boundaries. And I want to commend you for saying, listen, we're not just going to play house. We're not just going to be together and you're living a certain way that's causing damage to you, right?
Right.
And so now your question is, what do you do? And I think, like anyone else, or even how God is with us, you give him an opportunity, but if he doesn't take that opportunity, if he's not repentant, then what do? You move on. You know, now,
right.
If he's not, has he been unfaithful that you know?
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Okay, because according, there's a couple of scriptures I want to share with you, but the main one is 2 Corinthians 6 about being yoked together with an unbeliever.
Exactly. Yes,
exactly. And so, but what that scripture says, it's in essence for someone who's a Christian and marries an unbeliever. But if you're already married, which is the case for you, then
right.
It says you should stay with him unless he decides to leave you. Meaning that you know, it's the burden is not on you. You know, it's what is he going to do? But that also doesn't mean that you can't leave him if it's damaging to you. However,
right.
that also means that if he's not been unfaithful and not broken the covenant of the marriage, and you do leave him, it's not for you to remarry. It's for you to remain alone. So it's either you remain alone because, you know, you can't endure that, you know, he's too destructive, or you reconcile with your husband. But I think what you did is you're heading in the right direction. My prayer would be that through your conviction of saying we're not going to have this, that he will repent and he'll come to his senses and realize that his drug addiction is ruining his marriage.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed day.
You too, Faith. God bless you. Thank you. All right. Well, let's continue on here. We have a caller, Ola from Wilmington, Delaware. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Am I saying your name correctly, Ola?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Ola. Is your name Ola?
Yes, Ola. Like, hello.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure. All right. So what is your comment or question for us today?
Well, first I'd like to say that I have been married for 14 years. Mm-hmm. We just celebrated our 14-year anniversary on Tuesday last week.
Okay.
And I have never known a marriage without being a Christian. I was into prior to getting married, and so was and glory be to God.
Amen.
And I really like to say that a marriage without Christ is most definitely going to be full of crisis. And having Christ certainly make a difference. You have to have him to direct you, to order your steps, to guide you in whatsoever that you do. There is, even though I was saved prior to getting married, and so was my husband, I have seen a lot of families, a lot of couples, a lot of marriages that weren't Christians, and they're having all those issues. But when you cast all your burden onto him, he said in his word that he is faithful and he's just, and he will take care of you. So it certainly makes a big difference to have Christ in your life, in your marriage, in your relationship, because you cannot do it out of your own strength.
Absolutely.
You certainly need him. So it makes a huge difference to me.
So now let's be honest here, right? So you were a Christian first, then you got married. It's been 14 years. What about the challenging times? Because, you know, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're immune to the struggles and the challenges that you face when you're married. So what's been different in your relationship because you're a Christian?
It's easier to communicate. It's easier to deal with problems that come in the marriage because we have the fear of God, especially my husband. I think it's not difficult for men, but when a man has a fear of God in him, it makes a whole lot of difference in the world. Certain things that we had to go through, we couldn't have handled it if we didn't have Christ. In a period of 1 year, we lost 4 children.
Oh,
and
goodness.
That, yes, we couldn't handle that definitely if Christ wasn't in our
and
life.
A lot of couples don't make it through challenges. They just get further apart instead of getting closer. So, wow, I commend you. That's heavy. So you lost 4 children?
Yes, we did.
Wow.
They were born prematurely, a set of triplet and one singleton.
Wow, still in 1 year?
In 1 year, yes.
Wow.
Between September of 2007 and between April of 2007 and September of 2008, so a year and a half.
And so because you're Christians, you were able to pray through this and get the comfort from God and be able to move on and not, you know, grow bitter and further apart. So, wow, that's pretty amazing, Ola.
Yeah.
I appreciate you sharing that with us. We really do. And I think that those are the realities, right? Because, and I love how you said, because your husband fears God. You know, there's some things you just won't do. You could be tempted to. You want to give up. You want to be unfaithful. You know, sometimes, let's be honest, our temptation is real. But because we fear God, we're like, we just won't go there. And God sees us through. So, wow, thank you so much, Ola. We really appreciate you sharing that with us today.
My pleasure. And I love your show. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Keep praying for us. And enjoy. Have a great weekend. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we're talking about Christian marriages. Are they really that different? Now, we have an amazing time, right? It's holiday weekend. Maybe you're barbecuing, spending good time with your family, celebrating our nation's independence. But let's be honest here. You know, what's the freedom we have as Christians and our marriages, our relationships? If you're not married and you're dating, you know, what's different or not different because we're Christians. So, of course, we want to hear from you.
That's right. And the number is 855-454-5905.
All right. Well, we have Carol, who's been waiting patiently on line 3, calling in from Brookhaven, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Carol. You're live on the air with Praise. Hello, Carol?
Yes.
Do us a favor. Please turn your radio completely off because we can hear that feedback.
Yes.
Okay, great, great. Well, we're having the discussion, are Christian marriages really that different? What is your comment or question for us today?
Well, I'm sitting here listening to your program, and I'm pondering on that topic. You know, it's a difference. It's a difference. I'm presently a little in my 60s, and I'm in my second marriage, and I've been married three years of last marriage. The first marriage was like 22 years, and then I was divorced, and I've been by myself like 17 years. And I was married the first time. I got saved right after I got married, and mm-hmm. I was with an unbeliever through the process, and it was a long ordeal. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was hard. It was difficult, and it's hard to live in peace with somebody who's not. The Bible says live with peace with all men. It's possible. Some things are not possible. So I had the marriage with these are. I'm in my second marriage, but you know what? As I grow in the Lord, and I'm recognizing marriage is God's order. Mm-hmm. And he has, you know, when we get married, like I tell people, when you get to buy a new car, it comes with a manual.
Mm-hmm.
And look to the Word of God for the answers in our marriage. And my husband, he loves the Lord. He loves me. He's not perfect. I'm not perfect. But my constant, my faith is in the faith. The Lord always say, Carol, mm-hmm. don't walk around in life and act like I'm not here.
Mm-hmm.
Here. He's ever present with me.
Absolutely.
So when I run across a crossroads, difficulty, personality, conflict, I go to the Word of God. I'm mindful. I can quote First Peter 3. Mm-hmm. I can quote it. But I fix my eyes on the Scriptures, and I allow the Holy Spirit to move upon my heart. I'm quick to not to respond anymore to what I'm presently facing, the conditions in the environment I'm in. I'm always having my heart in tune to what the Spirit will have me to say, how to respond. And I'm listening at that verse when he said, who's adorning? Let it not be the outward adorning of the hair or wearing of gold or putting on apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is incorruptible in the sight of God, which is a meek and quiet spirit. You got to quiet your spirit. The Bible says, be still.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and you know, Carol, you got me thinking about something, and in the previous caller, and you kind of confirmed this. You know, the difference that we should have. You know, it was interesting. I'll tell you a quick story here. That there's I met a couple who was married for many years, and they started having challenges, not in their relationship, in their marriage initially, but the guy, the husband started having some major doubts in his faith to the point where he says, I don't even believe in the Bible anymore. He became an atheist, basically.
Mm.
And I sat with him and I'm like, listen, you know, you can be an atheist. The Bible's not your standard. How's that going to affect your marriage? And he said, well, it's not, you know, I'm still going to be faithful. I'm going to do that. I said, it just sounds very convenient. If the Bible's not your standard, then why would you be faithful? He's like, no, you know, I love my wife. I'm going to be faithful. And sure enough, you know, he fell away from God, stopped believing the Bible, you know, whatever, and you know, his justification. And his marriage didn't even last a year after that because no standard. You know, like what happens when your spouse hurts you or you feel justified to go out there and do. When you're a Christian, you go back to the Scriptures. They're like, I can't do this. This is not godly. I got to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, right? What it says in Ephesians. But when you're not a Christian, it's like, who's stopping you? I mean, the laws, the rules out there are very different, right? You know, as the Christian, Luke 9:23 says, you deny yourself daily.
Yeah.
But a non-Christian, what would they do? They're like, well, listen, my spouse won't know doesn't hurt them. Or you know what? They hurt me and they deserve this. And it's so different. It's such a different standard. And Carol, what you got me thinking about, especially as you shared about, you know, you had this first marriage, ended in divorce. You know, he was not a Christian. I'm sure a lot happened through those 22 years. But then you waited. You were alone for 17 years. And now you have a new marriage, which is very different, but it's based on a standard of the Bible.
Yes, yes.
Wow. That's awesome to hear.
And you know what, Marcus, I'm listening here. My responsibility first is to the Lord. My relationship with God is me. And, you know, in marriage, you know, we're ministers. Our first ministry is in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
Where our platform is in our home. This is our training ground before we can go out in the world. We have to master what's going on in our homes.
That's a whole nother topic, I tell you that much.
But it's so true. And I'm learning. You know what? I'm learning with being God inside minded in my relationships, not only with my husband, with my friendships, with my family, with my neighbors. I'm God inside minded. How would God will have me respond? You have to develop a sensitivity, not just a knowledge of the word of God, but you have to develop a sensitivity to the spirit of God on the inside of you.
Absolutely.
Who will lead us, who will guide us, who will unction us to say, to speak, to when to be quiet. We got to be ever so in tune.
All right, now, Carol, now you wanting to preach. All right. Well, we're going to have to continue because we have many callers who are patiently waiting. But Carol, I want to say thank you so much and congratulations on your new marriage. And I hope and pray that because the Bible is the standard, it will be so different than the first time around. And God bless you.
Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carol.
If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We are still welcoming your phone calls on the differences. If there really is a big difference between Christian marriages and worldly marriages and all of your thoughts that go with that, the number is 855-454-5905.
All right. We're going to go to line one where Cynthia Thomas is calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning, Cynthia. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good,
how
good.
My brothers doing?
Oh, we're doing awesome. Now, Cynthia, let me just tell you something real quick. We got a little bit less than 2 minutes before we take a break. So if we don't get to speak to you totally, we'll put you on hold, and then we'll come back to you after the break. I just want to let you know that.
Thank you so very much.
No problem. So here, we're having a discussion on, are Christian marriages really that different?
Absolutely, definitely, totally. First of all, you don't know love until you know Jesus.
Mm.
That's number one. Second of all, I am really people playing church. They think because of the exterior, because I go, because I say praise the Lord, that, you know, I'm a Christian. Church is inside. And what that means is, as I mature in the Lord and the Holy Spirit is leading me, it's a big gap between believers and unbelievers.
And
it's a gap.
Let me interject real quick here. You know, that scripture in Matthew 7, right, where it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
But only he who does the will of my Father, right? So I think that it's the difference should be not just going to church and saying, Lord, Lord, and, you know, all the religious jargon, but really living and doing God's will, which should be the difference in every relationship. So let me ask you, Cynthia, are you married?
No, I was married, and I got married for all the wrong reasons.
Well, hold that thought. I want to actually hear more about that. I'm sure we all do. Like I said before, we are going to take a brief break. So,
okay.
Cynthia, we'll be come right back to you. Everyone else, don't touch that dial. We have, Charles, we have Marcus, we have Jeanette. Please hold, stay on the line. And everyone else, go ahead and give us a call. We're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back and talk to Cynthia.
That's right. So you are checking out Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We want to hear from you. Reach out to us at 855-454-5905. Stay with us. More conversation continues after this.